Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 233. So today I have Anthony Kuhn back of 247 CSR. Anthony has been in the country 17 years. He's a guy from the US. And funnily enough, we live incredibly close to each other. We live basically one apartment block away. What are the chances? Anthony is a great guy. We actually listened to his origin story back in episode 220. Today we deep dive into 247 CSR and what they do and their value proposition for you as a prospective client. It's a good episode and I learned a lot. So if you want the show notes or to know any more, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/233. Enjoy. Hi and welcome back, everybody. Today I'm super excited to be joined by Anthony Kuhn again of 247 CSR. Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Great. Thank you very much.
And are actually close neighbours. We didn't even realise this. We live in the same neighbourhood, which is quite exciting. And I'm happy to have you here. We are talking about your outsourcing service, or BPO as we refer to it here, 247 CSR. Now, this isn't, as my listeners know, it's not an infomercial. It's about seeing the value out there, seeing what is on offer out there, and how it can leverage, how business owners, business people can leverage it for their business. So thank you for joining me. I suppose initially, do you want to just give a super brief intro as to how you found yourself here in the Philippines?
Yeah, coming to the Philippines was primarily on vacation, like many other people. As soon as I landed, it was great weather, and I've never been outside of the U.S. before. So when I came over here, I just loved the country, I loved the people. It was always an exciting experience. But then at a certain point in time, I'm like, you know what, I'd like to stay here for a long time, and I'd like to develop a business concept. I knew a lot of people back home. I seen that at that point in time is when the outsourcing business was just starting to get going. But I was pretty much a mom and pop shop, as my wife works with me as well in this business. And once we started picking up a few more clients, everything just started snowballing from there, and we just kept going.
Fantastic. And so it's 247 CSR, which implies that there's more of the customer service element to it. Where is your sweet spot, and what do you specialize in?
Customer service representative, CSR, I mean, that was primarily what we said, is we can help answer your phones for you, give you peace of mind, instant communications. As we know, there's so many different platforms where we can communicate directly with the clients back in the U.S., be it, Viber, SMS messages. We even have our own system platform set up where we can transfer calls directly from our center directly to the client. No matter where they are, so it's very helpful.
Fantastic. And so people out there, there's a lot of businesses that I don't think there's any business that wouldn't benefit from more sales, more customer outreach, more happier customers, but they don't realize there's quite a lot of mechanics behind call centers and outbound, inbound, and you've been in this game now for 17 years, and there's probably a lot of people in business that really don't have as much insight. Like, what does it take to put together a business that specializes in this customer service? You've got your own CRMs, you've got your own phone systems, is that right?
Yeah, we quickly found out after using different suppliers that we could develop our own systems, so we wouldn't have to keep changing it. So we ended up developing our own live chat system, it's our own phone systems. We offer all our clients a free CRM if they want to, no extra charge. We'll go ahead and we'll build it for them. So everything really worked out being nice that way once we could develop all of our own internal platforms. And that also allowed us to keep our price down because we weren't competing and purchasing other products. Mm-hmm. So we could then pass that savings on to our clients.
Right. And if
if people are interested in outsourcing, I'm hoping that everyone listens starts their outsourcing journey, because I think it's just too good to ignore.
Right.
If they have a chat to you, in any business, any line of business, how do you suggest people get in, get started, and dip their toe in?
Most people nowadays, and we're looking at individual entrepreneurs, people that started their website, and there's just so many people that are out there right now that are doing the same thing, but what they do is they find themselves overly occupied. They can't answer their phones all the time. They are going out on sales and meeting people. So that's where our original need was. Hey, look, we can definitely handle all of your communications, keep your clients up to date, communicate with you on a 24/7 basis, and let you focus on your core task, let you focus on your core business and build your business, and use us as your background to manage everything for you at peace of mind. You have no worries with that.
And what are some of the core tasks that you specialize in, would you suggest? For businesses out there, what should they outsource? What can they outsource, and probably what can't they outsource?
Most of everything is communication with their clients. Like I said, not everybody can be online 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So having their phones with us, they can keep all their own phone numbers. They basically keep everything. Most everybody has a website, and then on that website there is communication tools. There's phone, email, live chat, ticketing systems, help desks. So what we do is we go in and we man that for them. We learn it with the client. We do the training. Everything's done either via video conference and/or sometimes we do have clients coming over and they want to work with us. And then it's usually within less than a week, depending on the size of the business. It's more as just a couple of days. Once we've developed everything and we've ironed out the communications as far as how the phones are going to go back and forth, accessing securely into their system. We have a very secure network. Everything gets whitelisted because they're worried about security, so everything's only accessible through our office and directly to their back-end systems. Some people come with large members, websites. Mm-hmm. So security was always a big task and a big concern for a lot of people, but we've got a very good grasp on our network. One of the barrier of entries, I think I was explaining to earlier, is people are like, oh, how much is this going to cost me? Even though they believe they're going to be outsourcing and saving some money, they're worried, is this a large upfront cost? Am I have to pay this much money to get this thing started? Where we've just eliminated that. We're more worried, just contact us and say, hey, look, can you guys manage this for us? We'll speak with you, we'll get it going. And I think that's the biggest concern for a lot of people that want to outsource something. They don't want to come up with thousands of dollars just to sign a piece of paper. Just tell us what you need, we'll evaluate it, we think we can get it going on, a quick, small, one-time down payment, and then they can see it going. And if they weren't happy with the business, which I haven't actually had anybody not be happy with the service, we'll be more than happy to disconnect it and give that back to them. But again, I've never had anybody saying, hey, this isn't working out for me.
And how do the pricing structures work then? There are different pricing structurings. Does it work out to an hourly rate, or is it you pay the salaries and then service fee on top? What do you find the most effective?
Everything for us is all-inclusive, unless it can be a very specific deal. We generally quote people US dollars, Australian dollars. So the prices can range, usually from like $4 an hour, depending on the work. We're in a certain range, and we're actually on the lower range for most of our clients. But that includes phones, agents, management, office. Everything's really all inclusive. So most of our clients come in until we've established a relationship with them. We do usually a prepay, and if they've been with us for 6 months and we have a great relationship, then we usually work into a 30-day. After that, we'll be more than happy to do the work, and then it's billable after.
Right. Now, I have a bit of an education kind of, or maybe even a soapbox. You get a lot of these smaller entrepreneurs that they use the VAs. They're into Upwork, they're into freelancer, and they think that is the be-all and end-all of outsourcing. And I'm trying to tell people that there's a bigger horizon out there, and there's professionalized services within BPO suppliers. How do you sort of answer that, and where is the point of difference there?
A lot of people, and they know because they've been looking online, that they're looking for an executive assistant, a virtual assistant, somebody to do something, and there is an unlimited amount of like people that will be more than willing to do the job. The trick is if somebody's working from home, they just don't have the infrastructure and or they don't have the management, they don't have the training. So coming with our office, it really solves all of those issues. There's just having the right people, and most of our people that have been with us for a long period of time have the experience. And then it comes also with the management, making sure I understand, my mm-hmm. people understand fully what the client's looking for, and then having the communication working out seamlessly so there's no skipped communications, what the client needs without communicating too much with the client. They're like, hey, pretty much handle this for me, let's get it set up, and then it's almost a plug and play operation.
Mm-hmm. Super exciting. And you are based outside of Manila. A lot of people maybe only consider Manila, but there's a whole country out there. There's
right.
about 1,000 islands.
Right.
And 1,700 islands. And you are based a little bit out of Manila. And with that comes the opportunities of having a keener price. But where do you see some of the pros and cons of being in Batangas City, where you're based? What's some of the opportunities for clients to access you?
Right, so we started actually here in Metro Manila, and actually our sales office is in this building right here. But what happened as so many companies came in, it did drive the price up quite a bit.
Mm.
And like many metropolises, you have bad seasons of weather sometimes, you have a lot of traffic. So as it was going that route, we made the choice to say, hey, look, we believe we can bring this outside of Metro Manila. So we were having a lot of agents that were coming and going and bouncing around to different places. But once we moved to Batangas City, we ended up having a lot more retention with our agents.
Mm-hmm.
So they enjoyed it that we were one of the bigger centers there, basically. And so when you have those employees and you find the good employees, you keep them. So definitely one of the pros of being in my area is a lack of competition. We're only 90 minutes south of Metro Manila, but the infrastructure is basically the same. And then the people are more loyal to
mm-hmm.
us at our company. We don't really have a lot of turnover. Our attendance rate is usually 98%. So we're not having people saying they can't come to work because it rained and they can't
mm-hmm.
get out of their house.
And these are very real factors of managing a team, isn't it?
Yeah.
Attendance and churn.
It is, especially with smaller clients. So when if a smaller client comes in and let's say they only had one person,
mm-hmm.
we actually have to have a double trained person on that account. So there's always two people available. So that way, if that person, for whatever reason, said, oh, I couldn't come to work that day, no, we understand that. And then we've learned from that. And there's always somebody there and another person there, as well as the manager of the accounts as well. So you can't just say to your client, oh, sorry, somebody couldn't show up to work today, we couldn't do your work. The clients aren't going to accept that at all. But we're well prepared for that. And our, like I said, our attendance rate is just very high end.
Okay, and also, what is the, how does it work in terms of allocation of staffing then? Is it you hire someone and they're allocated to you, or are you more performing a function, supporting the client, and it's not necessarily tied to necessarily one person or another?
Yeah, so it's a trick because a lot of people watching this may say, hey, I don't have enough business just yet where I need a dedicated staff. So
mm-hmm.
we started the shared support group. So a shared support group also handles multiple clients, smaller clients, because if you go into a dedicated agent, let's say if a dedicated agent costs you $700 a month,
mm-hmm.
you can come into the smaller group, and then you can, as we help you build your business and you're freed up on your resources, you can go make more sales and we can help you with that as well. It allows the people to come in with less of a barrier. The staff is really the key. And then, again, I can't stress enough, having long-term staff and key staff, a proper internet, easy communication tools with the client, it makes everything so much easier.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And so if anyone wants to get in touch with you, if anyone wants to learn more, and how what's your typical engagement with a client? How do people sort of make that first step?
usually they'll just either send an email, they'll come to our website, they'll fill in a form, they'll live chat with us. Our staff are online 24/7, as the name represents. That gets forwarded over to me directly, and then I'm the first one. I pick up the phone and I'll speak to the client. I'll call them up late at night, depending on where they're at in the world. But yeah, I just communicate directly with the client, set up a video call or a voice call, speak with their needs, evaluate their website. Within 48 hours, we can get them up and going.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And of course, if anyone wants to learn more or contact you, how can they do that?
They can either go to our website directly, 247csr.com, and they can also hit me up directly through Skype, Viber, WhatsApp, Facebook, any other way. Communication's not a problem, but the main site, 247csr.com.
Fantastic, and we'll have all of that in the show notes.
Okay, that was Anthony Kuhn, the founder of 247 CSR or 247 CSR. If you want to get in touch with Anthony or know any more about this episode, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/233. And as always, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.